VoiceAmerica.com. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. And you can wish us and everyone else a happy National Small Business Week here at 888-723-4630. And even the duck is happy.
Yeah, and Jordan Sweetnam is in the duck blind with us. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, guys.
This is radio.
Hey, Jordan, someone might call in with a question. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. He's easy.
So
he'll answer questions.
Oh, good. So before we left, you were telling us that it's hard to pick just one that stood out, but there was one that you've been thinking about. And can you share it with us, a story in particular about a small business on eBay?
Sure. Yeah. So the one that I had an opportunity to meet with a seller in San Francisco a couple months ago who has an orchid business on eBay, never actually set out to create an orchid business. It was just a hobbyist, enthusiast, a gardener who had an orchid collection and was started by just buying supplies on eBay and then learned about self-taught on how to, breed and hybridize his orchids, and then had a number of other people in his community saying, hey, you should, sell these things, and started putting up his, one-of-a-kind orchids on eBay and the supplies that he developed himself to get the best results for the happiest, healthiest flowers, and now runs a business selling plants within the U.S. and selling his supplies and other things internationally to customers all over the world. And so it's just one of those fantastic examples where this person isn't trying to do millions of dollars a year in sale. They just have a hobby. They're super passionate about it. eBay is a way for them to fund their own hobby and connect with other enthusiasts who share their passion for orchids.
Well, Jordan, we want to thank you so much for staying on with us. We appreciate it. Will you come back and join us again?
I'm happy to engage with customers across any format, whether that be in person on social media or eBay Radio, which is now a first for me.
Well, we definitely hope you'll consider eBay Radio top of mind.
And where do you live up in San Jose, Jordan?
I do, that's right.
Well, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to Las Vegas, June 16th, for our eBay Radio party and conference that we have every year. And this year we're celebrating 12 years of eBay Radio. It's our 12th anniversary in June. And we're also celebrating the 20 years of eBay.
You'll get to meet 300 very happy sellers who would have a lot of questions.
We would love to have you join us. So may I at least send you email after the show to invite you, even if you can't make it?
Of course, I would love to. I would love to have the invitation. One of the things I'm balancing in this role is all the amazing opportunities I have to get out and engage with customers. But please do send me the invitation. And Vegas is close enough that if nothing else, maybe I can hop on a plane and come over and even just spend a couple hours to share what we're working on and hear from customers.
We would love that. We'll let you know, okay? Thank you again,
thank you.
Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan. Always a pleasure.
Jordan Sweetnam, new Vice President of Seller Experience for eBay. You ready to go to the phones, Griff?
I am ready to go to the phones.
We have Charmin in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Known as Jasmine's Attic. Now,
right.
Hi, Charmin.
What's funny about that, Griff?
Well, because I think we know your question.
Well, yes, and I don't want to contact buyers inappropriately, and I know they're, because I see where it could be construed as trying to sell to somebody outside of eBay, where in fact, if I start changing my name because I want something that's available across platforms.
Sure.
I really just want to let them know where I am. And I already have 4 followers.
Right.
I had a case where one buyer, she's not following me, but she bought a linen pink and white capri outfit. And 2 weeks later, she bought a pair of men's Carhartts that I bought for a son that were too big that I bought at Bass Pro Shops. So I'm thinking, when I saw her name as the buyer, I went, wait a minute, she bought linen last 2 weeks ago. There's no way she would, I don't think, it's too much of a coincidence that she buys the Carhartt, that she found me to buy the Carhartts too. Because
yes.
I've only had 40 transactions. So she's watching even if she's not a follower.
Right.
So long story short, is it appropriate to contact buyers outside of a listing, you know, just a random time to say, I have changed my name to blank. Please follow me there. Is that appropriate?
Given that you have four people, if you promise that you'll write individual emails for each one and not a cut and paste, I don't see a problem. It's a little unorthodox. The other question, but you can do it. And the question I was going to ask is if you have an eBay store.
No, not yet, because I really started this as I work for a local hospital. I have another small business, and we traveled the world. My dad was with an oil company, so I had knickknacks from all over the world.
Yeah.
Then we moved back to the States. My father passed. My mother started buying boutiques in the Dallas area. She went from 1 to 2 to 3, and as she got older, she went 3 to 1. She passed 7 months after she sold her last boutique, so I have boxes of her stuff. And then I have never really lived around my mom to be in the shop with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, she was tall and willowy. I'm short and fluffy. So I started this to start unloading some of Mother's Truly vintage stuff from the stores. But what is selling is my plus size clothing.
Yes, yes.
So it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like, now maybe instead of going back to work full time like I've been looking to do for the past year, I am seeing the opportunity to make this a full time career.
So if you're thinking about making it a full time career, you're going to want to have an eBay store. Whether or not it's the right thing to do at this moment will probably depend on your current volume. But with an eBay store, you get a newsletter that you can send out once a week to your followers. And that's a great way to be able to communicate with them about sales that you're having or new items that you've just listed. But there is a text box where you can type a message. With an eBay store, if you change your user ID, the store stays the same. People are following your store, and you won't lose them. When you change your user ID without a store on eBay, if somebody searches for your name in the next 30 days from the date that you make the change, they'll be redirected to your new ID. However, after 30 days, if they enter your user ID and it's not been taken by someone else, it'll just say there's no one registered on eBay with that user ID. So given that you're starting out, you don't have an eBay store, and you only have four followers, I think it's okay to email a few of your return customers and let them know that you're changing your name once you've changed it. But in the meantime, I would more importantly explore whether or not an eBay store is right for you now, and if not right for you now, when it will be right for you economically. If you're listing and selling less than, I'd say, 50 to 100 items a month, it's probably not economical for you to have a store. But if you're planning on building this into a business, you will have one at some time. It's important to have one.
This has been kind of a warp. I've gone the gamut of charging shipping, then trying not to charge shipping, then relisting things for 99 cents, and you know, just I'm kind of a hands-on learner, so I'm checking it off, you know, and finding my.
You know what, Charmin, you're doing it the right way.
Absolutely.
Right. Listen, Charmin, we have some other callers. I would like you to do me a favor. We would like to make you like a special project.
Okay.
So you need to call the show back from time to time. Tell us how you're doing. If you have any issues, discuss them with us. We're going to watch you also as you go through your name change.
Okay.
Let us know, okay? Thank you so much, Charmin. We appreciate your call. Mike in San Antonio, Texas, known on eBay as Mike Baby, MikeBaeby. Hey, Mike, what's your question or comment?
Hey, my question or comment, it has to do with policies that eBay has or have changed recently or in the last couple of years that actually seem to encourage the practice of shill bidding.
In what way? Give us an example.
Well, okay. A number of years back, I had problems with, you know, experiencing the effects of shill bidding. There was, in one case, there was this guy in England and this guy in Australia, and apparently there was some sort of relationship with each other because they used to bid on each other.
I get it. We understand what shill bidding is, but how do you think eBay, and for what ungodly reason do you think eBay would want this to happen? How are they?
Well, let me explain. you know, lately we've been moving in towards things becoming more transparent. eBay, on the other hand, has taken the policy of obscuring buyer IDs. They not only, you know, put in asterisks, but they actually change the numbers. So it's actually totally, you know, a false buyer ID. When you check, when you're bidding on something or you check after you've won the thing and you've seen the bidding process, and you see all these phony IDs. Years past, when they didn't used to do that, you could actually tell if the same person kept bidding on the same seller, and you could tell, you know, especially if they were bidding and never buying and always bidding up to the same thing. eBay also had a tool, has a tool that allows a person to look up, you know, after you've won something, the bidding that actually looks at these, you know, albeit phony buyer IDs now, which you can actually find out who that person is if you're bidding within a certain...
So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about... I'll give you some insights about this topic from eBay's side. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Why don't you call us? 888-723-4630, eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at bubblefast.com for more information.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 317.
Your eBay store subscription gives you access to powerful marketing tools. Carolyn C.J. Jacinto is an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant and is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. Her favorite tool?
Markdown Manager. It takes just a few moments to use, and it allows me to put items on sale. People love to get stuff on sale. So if you were going to mark something down anyway because you felt that you needed to move it faster and so you were going to mark it down, they don't get the benefit of seeing the price that it used to be unless you use Markdown Manager.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We're doing the Mexican hat dance around the phone right now. And boy, if you could see a film of this, you would laugh. 888 Radio 30.
You look great in that sombrero, though.
Yeah, thanks. And the serape.
Yes.
Nothing stereotyped here.
No.
888-723-4630. We're on the line with Mike in San Antonio, who has questions about or concerns about shill bidding. And let me explain a little bit about what you were talking about before and what we've done. So several years ago, it's been many years, at least five or six, if not longer, we, in the bid history, anonymized the bidders list so that only the seller can see that list, and eBay, of course, can see the list. So there are lots of discussions over the last 19 years, 20 years of eBay's existence about the topic of shill bidding. And I remember early on when I was starting off with eBay and customer support, there was a I lived in a small town in Vermont where there were a lot of antique dealers. And catching on to the eBay phenomenon, they used to buy and sell with each other. In fact, I used to buy and sell occasionally because I was an antique dealer. But they were, you know, they'd find things in houses or estate sales, and then they would sell them to each other. It was a little bit of competition, but also a friendly trade. One of the people decided that he was going to start putting the items up on eBay. And he said to them, if you want to buy it, you're going to have to buy it on eBay. And so they would. They would bid on his items. And after about 2 weeks of this, two or three weeks, all of the accounts were suspended for shill bidding. And, of course, they knew I worked for eBay. And they came to me outraged because the last thing these people would do is work for each other. They would definitely not work in collusion to bid up anyone's items. They were in competition. But because eBay made the decision based on the city they lived in that they were obviously shill bidding when they weren't, I got involved and I said, hey, this is an interesting case because I know these guys. I know for a fact they're not shill bidding. And this is a mistake for us to make that assumption based on the bidding activity alone. And so ever since then, they reversed that decision. They let the accounts back on. I haven't been back in Vermont to talk to them in years. I don't know what's happened since. But based on that that experience and that learning, I am extremely cautious about accusing anyone of shill bidding without the evidence that eBay needs. And the evidence that eBay needs, and let me be unambiguous here, the only evidence that eBay needs and the only one we can use is the evidence that shows that the bids came from the same house or the same computer. So if somebody is bidding in Australia on somebody's item in America, and they're either bidding a lot or they're bidding and not winning, we can't make the assumption that shill bidding, which is a crime, has occurred. Making the assumption opens us up to actually being unfair, but also tremendous liability. So we have, and the reason why we made the bidder IDs anonymous is because bidders were getting contacted through the eBay system and outside of the eBay system for what we call, harmlessly enough, gray market, but more often than not, were attempts at fraud. So it was not an easy decision. We do want to be transparent, but most marketplaces everywhere do not. When you go to another marketplace, if you go to Amazon, you're not going to be able to see who's bought or bid anything there. And it's just the nature of the beast. Now, we have auctions. Amazon doesn't. It's other marketplaces might. But, yeah, that's just the way it works, and it's not going to change. Sorry.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. See, I was going to demonstrate another policy of eBay. It's the private listing. Totally obscures everything from the buyer.
Right.
Now, it's very lopsided. It doesn't serve any interest at all for the buyer. But like I say, it does tilt the deck very strongly towards the seller, especially if the seller is unfortunately, you know, doing the things that they shouldn't be doing with shill bidding. Now, the thing is that if you keep taking things away from buyers that would alert them to the possibility, how in the world can they ever tell or make a complaint to eBay to say, hey, look into this stuff, when basically, one by one, you're taking away the very things that a buyer would need to be able to know, hey, there's something not right here, and to be able to tell eBay.
So we know if there's something not right, we have the information and we'll take the action.
I don't really have the faith to believe that you're checking every auction and every transaction. You have to rely upon your buyers to be able to alert you to things. You can't be everywhere at once. You can't check every single thing that's going on at every particular minute.
Well, they're not manually, but there are features in place, and I cannot discuss them because of they're proprietary. Let me just say this. I'll give you an idea if you don't believe it. Get someone to bid on your listings who lives in your house or from your own computer, and watch how fast your account will be shut down.
No, that's not how it works.
Any other way,
next door bidding.
But Mike, I told you before, that may be the case. There is nothing we could do about it. Absolutely nothing. Sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, we're not the court. We're not the U.S. law. We can't start making trips to people's homes and then going to their neighbors and saying, this is the eBay police and we're conducting an investigation into some bidding. Can't do that. It can't. That's not who we are. That would be impossible. So inside our system, we can tell when somebody is using the same computer or the same IP address, and based on that and patterns, where we can detect that they're shill bidding. Buyers can't do that. We can't leave it up to them to do it. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up next, eBay store categories. This is eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.